Test 66, Section 2, Question 13. Here we're looking for the flaw. And Brooks says, I'm unhappy in my job, but I don't know whether I can accept the risks involved in quitting. Morgan Stern says, the only risk in quitting is that of not finding another job. If you don't find one, you're going to be pretty unhappy, but you're already unhappy, so you might as well quit. And with this one, I kind of had to laugh a little. So it's saying, well, yeah, I mean, there's this risk that you won't find another job, and sure, then you'll be unhappy, but you're not happy now, so you may as well quit. And I was sort of like, well, the idea is you might not love your job, and you might be unhappy in your job, but that might still be better than having no job at all. And so that was kind of the gap that I saw in this one. So A fails to take into account that unhappiness can vary in intensity or significance. I went, maybe there's a little bit of unhappiness at your job and a lot of unhappiness with the, you know, not having any job at all. Relies on an assumption that is tantamount to assuming the conclusion is true. That just means circular reasoning, and I know that this is not using circular reasoning. Mischaracterizes what Brooks says. No, doesn't mischaracterize it. It says you're unhappy in your job. Conflates two different types of risk. Conflates means to kind of confuse or mix the two things together or say that they're equal. And it's not doing that. It's not about risk. It's two different types of unhappiness. Reaches a generalization on the basis of a single case. This wasn't a situation where we had a generalization. Morgan Stern is just talking about this one situation. And so, therefore, A is going to be our best answer. It's that just because both things are unhappy doesn't mean they're equally unhappy. And so, therefore, A is our correct response.